Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna turn your porch into a dance floor tonight. Make sure this first one's just right. I'm on the edge of going over, so go ahead, lean in. The way you got me feeling, you've already got what you're stealing. Bye-bye my heart, hello your lips. I know where I'm headed after this kiss. Head over heels, falling.
I would like to welcome everyone to John Talk Radio tonight. This is our September the 10th of 2016. Our episode, we have a special guest tonight. Cody Webb is our guest, and Cody is promoting his latest EP, self-titled album, Cody Webb, and you can go to Cody's website, CodyWebbCountry.com. Cody, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Really appreciate y'all having me.
Well, it's great to have you on, and there's nothing I love doing more than talking music with people. I mean, it's just a passion that I have, Cody. I've been exposed to music my whole life. I said I'm like a music junkie. I've tried to have help. It's not worked at all. So I think I'm a hopeless music junkie.
And the ones that got you, man. There's no way out.
Well, you know what's interesting? You said that because I like the interviews to be organic, and I like them to just go the way that I want people to know about you and your music. This morning we had a guy come over to our house, my wife and I, that was looking at a fireplace that was in the house, and he came over and he was looking at it, and he was talking about his job and you know, and all that. And then we just got to talking a little bit, Cody, and he was talking about how he was a musician and how he'd spent 19 years in Nashville and tried to break into the music scene, and how much he loved playing and writing music. And some things happened in his life, and he had to come back here to Central Ohio, and how that he was not able to pick the guitar up and start playing it again because of how he felt. And I know sometimes that sounds weird and crazy to people that aren't musicians, but I know from as you being a musician and knowing what it feels like to have that close emotional contact with music, I really felt for the guy. I know exactly what he's going through. And I just wanted to bring that up because I know that, you know, you grew up in a musical family and how important music is to you. Now, being a songwriter, Cody, is it always easy for you to pick up the guitar and start playing or start writing songs, or is certain things have to be in place before that happens?
You know, songwriting is definitely the most challenging thing I do with anything I do. I've learned more and more how to just make it a routine or to make something come out. But there's definitely good days and bad days still. You know, when I was writing before moving to Nashville, I felt like I really had to be inspired or be in a dark spot. Or, you know, anytime I was just really emotional or felt strongly about something, it was easy to write a song. But, you know, when everything's going good and you're just happy and loving life, sometimes it's difficult to make anything come out. But yeah, like I said, there's definitely good days and bad days still, and I've just learned so much from my co-writers here that I've been able to work with over the last couple of years. I'm writing with just outstanding writers, and just really take a lot from each one of them.
Now, let's start off with, I know you came from a musical family, but talk about that, because sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. Talk about you growing up and what it was like, Cody, to grow up and what music meant to you and maybe some influences or some things that happened that you look back at now, Cody, and think that really molded me into the musician I am today.
Yeah, you know, growing up, I never really even thought twice about, you know, music not being there because I was just so surrounded by it. You know, my mom was the music minister at our church, and my dad's written songs for years before I was born. And, you know, by the time I was old enough to talk, I knew the words to my dad's songs. You know, it's just like
awesome.
Something I was just instilled in me. You know, he's probably got, you know, several hundred songs, and when I was 10 years old, I could sing you all the words to most of his songs. So,
wow.
So it was just kind of embedded in me, you know. So I'd have to say that was, you know, one of my biggest influences, which I think kind of helped my originality to you know, have that embedded in me, something that's just different, that's not mainstream. And but, you know, my dad just brought me up listening to Southern rock, you know, Skinner, Allman Brothers, and then older country, Waylon and Willie, all that stuff. I remember anytime we were riding in his truck together, anytime a song would come on the radio, he'd say, "Who's that?" You know, I'd have to name the name of the song and the band. So at an early age, I was quizzed on all that and knew my Southern rock.
You know, that's pretty cool because there's discussions about, you know, country music today and the state of country music today. And you look at it and you look at the way that it was and you go back 20 or 30 years and you go back even farther than that. Where do you think it is? Where does it stand today as far as like mainstream country music? I know that I've done a lot of interviews. I know that there is a lot of alternative country right now. They're like they call the new country. There's a lot of country acts in Austin, Texas, the West Coast. I mean, a lot of things are happening. Are you okay with that? Do you think it should stay like connected into the roots of like Hank Williams and Merle Haggard and people like that? Or do you think it's okay for country music to evolve?
You know, I love the older stuff. I have a ton of respect for the people that started country and you know, still love listening to that stuff, but I'm just a music fan, man. I love all types of music. I listen to everything across the board and don't like to put myself in a box. So, you know, I'm definitely a fan of country evolving. I think it always will. I think every genre will always change with the times, and you can't really say this is what it is because, you know, it'll hold back people's creativity. But, you know, I think there's definitely some stuff playing now that's not really country, but, you know, it doesn't – I don't get mad about it. I just do what I do and hope that people will like it, you know. So, you know, like I listen to a lot of outside genres right now that helps me write country. So,
yeah, I think
I'm
really
definitely
cool
for it changing.
I think that's great. I was looking at some of your information and where you know, you would go from your influences from Skinner to Pink Floyd to Hank Jr. And I think that you know, that speaks to me because it's like a lot of people that I've talked to, I wouldn't say a lot, but some, Cody, have like, okay, this is what it is, and I'm really going to stay on these rails. You know what I mean? I'm going to stay true to the rails. I'm not going to go off. Now, to me, that's like you said the word creativity, and I think that's so important to be able to express yourself and to know that, you know, as a songwriter, you've got to be, you know, you've got to, it's kind of a double-edged sword there because you got to be true to yourself and you got to write what you have in your heart, but you also have to be cognizant of what's going on in the market, right? I mean, a smart musician would have to know that. Do you agree with that?
For sure. Oh yeah. And I'm a fan of a lot that's coming, you know, the new stuff coming out, and I'm just a huge fan of writing. You know, I just love how just to see a well-crafted song, you know, just to hear new songs coming out that are just really, really well written. And I think that's happening more and more. You hear tons of good songs being cut again. And I'm just hoping it stays that way and that the publishing deals and songwriter industry doesn't dry up here in Nashville. So,
yeah.
But, I'm a huge Eric Church. What was that?
Yeah. I was just going to ask you that. That's an interesting you're talking about Eric Church. You know, I've been watching his career, and I think one thing that you can say about him is he stayed pretty true to what he believes, and he's not that interested in – I mean, he has caused some controversy, but he writes what I think is really him. Do you agree with that? I think that means so much in music. Cody,
I agree. He definitely owns what he sings, and you can tell it's real, and there's a feeling behind it, you know. And I can listen, you know, from one end to other to all of his albums, especially the old Carolina and Sinners Like Me albums. I wore those out, knew all the words, you know. And there's not many country albums that I listen to all the songs on. You know, there's usually, you know, two or three or four that I like, but you know his writing just out. So that's really what brought me over to country is Eric Church. You know, I've always listened to it there and there, but he kind of won me over in college when I got into Eric Church.
Now, have you played other genres of music? Have you played like rock music before in your career?
Oh man, I've been I was in my first band with my dad when I was 12, and we played southern rock and just kind of across the board, blues, southern rock, some older country. And but yeah, I was 12 years old and knew just a few chords and had my little spotlight moment. But there was a couple great guitar players in that band, and I learned a whole lot from them, and was just able to take a lot from that experience. And my dad and I used to play a lot of acoustic shows together through high school, and you know, was able to play just at festivals and small bars, things like that, growing up, and you know, make a little extra money and get experience in, I guess, several different genres. So I've played, you know, a little bit of several different kinds of music, you know, over the years.
Yeah, and also just going back to Eric Church a little bit, he also does that. You know, I mean, when I listen to his music, he'll integrate other kinds of music, pop music and rock music, into his act. And I know that there, like, you know, there are some people that would say let's stay true to, you know, that super country thing, but I'm okay with all that. And it's like being very interested, Cody, in Americana music and in roots music. You know, how important do you think that is, you know, to go back to our roots, and for musicians and for kids, you know, to really realize where the music came from?
You know, I was talking with one of my co-writers last week. I don't know his name, but you know, he was saying there's people moving to Nashville, writing and playing, and they don't know who George Jones is. You know, I think you should definitely know about the genre, know the roots, and, you know, where it's been and where it's going. But you know, I think it's definitely important to respect where it's been and you know, whether you're a fan of the new stuff or the old stuff. I think, you know, it wouldn't have been here without those guys. So I think I definitely have a ton of respect for the ones who got it started and got it where it is today, you know?
Exactly. Well, talk about your songwriting style, Cody. How does that work? I mean, you've been around, your father, songwriter, you've been around music all your life. Everybody has a different path and a different way of writing music. Is this something that the music comes first to you, the lyrics, Is it something, just explain the songwriting style that you have.
You know, mine's, I can't say music or lyrics first, because when I have a melody idea, I hum it into my phone and record it. And then when I have a lyric idea, I write it down in my phone, and somehow magically it comes together sometimes. And, you know, a lot of times it doesn't, but, you know, people don't realize, you know, we write every day, and I do a lot of co-writing. I have meetings, you know, several times a week. I think I had four co-writes last week, and, you know, I'll meet up with another writer or two other writers, and, you know, we bounce ideas off the wall and see what sticks, and every now and then a good song will come out. But what people don't realize is nine times out of ten, the songs just are a dud, you know? I mean, even the great writers, not every song you write is going to be great. And I think that I think I'm kind of a slow writer. I like to, you know, make everything I write and that people hear, you know, try to make it sort of a masterpiece. So I guess that keeps me from writing as many songs, but I love to really try to perfect what I do, you know. And Nashville is definitely a, you know, people work quickly and turn out a lot of songs. So I'm still able to write a lot of songs, and like I said, I try to write as many as I can, but try to make them as good as I can.
Well, when you're writing a song, do you have certain things that influence you? I know that I've always thought it was incredible for people that you know, are like composers that say, okay, it's Monday, it's 2 o'clock, I have to write a song. I would think that would be incredibly difficult to do. A lot of people that I've talked to, Cody, have like, they don't even know where the music comes from sometimes. It's just like, you know, a muse. It just happens. It just comes to them. You have people that work very hard at it. You have people that hear the entire song, and like you said, they record it or they speak it into their phone and work with other people. Does that happen to you? And have you had a song come to you, Cody, that maybe got away?
Oh, all the time. I mean, most of my ideas come to me at about 1 a.m, you know, when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're trying to get back to sleep, and there's always that struggle. Should I wake up and turn over and open my phone up and write it down, or should I just remember it? You never remember it. So I learned that a long time ago. Always write it down, but or record your idea. But, you know, as hard-headed as I am, I still make that mistake sometimes. I'll just say, I'll remember that. You never do. But you know, as far as just, you know, say writing at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, I mean, it's one of those things where co-writing makes it so much easier. If I just had to do it on my own, it'd just be impossible sometimes. But I try to be a little prepared, you know, to at least have an idea or, you know, something semi-started to bring into a write. And sometimes we get off on something completely different. But, you know, I'm able to write with people that have been doing this for years and years, and I just really know how to piece a song together. So it's definitely a privilege just to be able to write with these guys that have, you're just pros at it. Makes it easy.
My guest is Cody Webb, and you can go to his website, Cody. Hey, that's a play on words. What, your website? Cody Webb Country.
My old website was, you know what? They changed my website about a year ago, but my old website was CodyWebsite.com. It'll actually still take you there. You can punch that in, and it'll still take you there.
I like that. That's good. And you can go to the Cody's website and Country. CodyWebCountry.com, and we're going to talk about a lot of things with Cody after this. We're going to play a song. I think we will play She Ain't Right. Would you like to talk about that before we play it, Cody?
Oh, man. Just for all you crazy girls out there. Yeah, that's one of the first ones I wrote after moving to town, and I wrote it with a friend of mine named Casey Durhack from South Florida.
Okay, and we'll be right back after this with our interview with Cody Webb right after this song from his self-titled EP.
Well, she tried on about 100 different shirts. Finally, where's the one she tried on first? Way too many, many bottles in her purse. It's gonna be a long night. She's roll down, hollering faster. Yeah, I'm ready for some neon lights. She ain't right, but it's working on me. Got my heart skipping beats like a scratched up CD. A little C-R-A-C-Y, but she's my baby. Yeah, that's my baby. And I'm alright with her dancing all night long. Look to the left is right. Backed out the door, she flirts to the front, right through to the dance floor, slinging her hair, boots beating on the boards. I love the way that girl moves. She ain't right, but it's working on me. Got my heart skipping beats like a scratched up CD. A little C-R-A-C-Y, but she's my baby. Yeah, that's my baby. And I'm alright with her dancing all night long.
We're back on John Talk Radio with my guest, Cody Webb. We're playing music from his latest EP, self-titled EP. Cody, let's talk about the EP and the making of it,
yeah.
the whole thing. I think a lot of times, one of the reasons I've been doing this show is I like for people that, you know, there's so much music out there today. It's like a ton of stuff for any kind of genre. And there's, you know, the internet and everything has brought a lot of artists out. People can self-produce themselves. They can go to their home studios. A lot of ways that people can make music. So people have to be able to stand out and be competitive and know that, okay, there's a lot out there. How do I get people to listen to my music? I don't think people understand a lot of times when I talk to people about how hard it is and how much work goes into it to get an album out or to get an EP or an LP or to just record music. Walk us through that. How this whole thing started out when you said, okay, we're going to do this. Like, how did you get a producer, the musicians, the song selection? If you could, Cody, walk us through that.
Yeah. You know, this, we're really proud of this project. We spent a lot of time on it and, you know, really went through the old school process. We didn't just go in and record some demos here in Nashville. We, you know, took a lot of time evaluating all my songs from way back, you know, my whole catalog, and ended up going with, you know, mostly newer stuff, and actually cut one outside song, which I've never done before. But you know, we just really considered what are the best songs for this project. And when we, you know, finally had the song selected, we, you know, went in and did pre-production. I'm working with my producer, Greg Strezak, who's just a veteran here in Nashville. He's just incredible at what he does and super creative. And he actually engineered the project as well. And we recorded it all at his studio. And Verge Studio here in Nashville, but we went through every song and you know, we'd find other songs we'd like sounds out of. We stole a few plays out of the Tom Petty playbook on More Than a Little that we just listened to. Just how they got some of the sounds they got, and some of the best musicians in the world here in Nashville. We were able to have play on it, so it's just a privilege to work with all those guys. And but I think, you know, the biggest part of it is what goes in before is the pre-production. You know, just giving the song the attention before you go in the studio. And we spent a lot of time on vocals and overdubs and just really gave it a lot of TLC.
How hard was it to come up with the song selection?
I think that was definitely the hardest part for me. We had to get it down to 5 or 6, and I was having trouble past 20, man. I'm just like, you know, I just couldn't say no to a lot of them, but I had, you know, help from my manager and some other people on my team help. You know, of course, everyone voted, and we came to the top six together, and we actually ended up pulling 3 songs from my old project I put out a little over a year ago called Salt. Our top 3 off that album, and cut 3 more and put on there. So we went back in and gave the other one some TLC off the whole album and remixed and all that. So recut vocals. But that's kind of how it came about. So, yeah, I've done several projects in the past, but nothing like this, nothing with the time we spent like we did on this one.
How about the musicians that you used on the album?
Oh, man, I could name some of them. You don't hear about these guys. Nobody knows, you know, not many people know who they are, but man, these guys are in the studio every day. They're, you know, all A-list guys, and we just had an incredible band for this project. It would blow your mind to come in the studio here in Nashville and watch these guys play a song they've never heard before. And, you know, they'll listen to my rough work tape off my phone and sit there and just nail it, man. The first time, you know, they don't even need a second try. Then, you know, sometimes they'll warm up a time or two, but they just knock it out of the park, man. They're just not human good, man. It's just crazy how good these guys are at what they do.
Isn't that something, how that studio musicians are like that? It's almost like superhuman, like you're talking about.
It really is. It sounds like magic in the studio. You know, when it just gives you chills all the way up your body when you hear your song come together for the first time, when you just hear them playing it. It's incredible.
Now, were you how was the process, Cody, when, you know, you're recording the music? And you were talking about, I believe Greg was producing it. Is it easy for you to say, okay, this take sounds good, or is Cody Webb a perfectionist where it's going to be, wait a minute, guys, I think we need to do a little bit more this, a little bit more that? Talk about that process, because I also think that people don't understand that how that works too, because you've got the musicians, the clock is ticking, it's not free. There's a lot going on in the studio. There's a lot of pressure, but there's also, like you said, there's magic. So talk about how that, you know, how you are in the studio. Are you calm and collected?
Definitely.
Are you nervous, or how does that work?
Yeah, you know, it was definitely great to have as much time as we did this time around in the studio. Beforehand, you know, sometimes we'd go in and cut 6 songs in 3 hours, you know, before on demo sessions. I mean, we're knocking through these things, but we had a lot of time. You know, we had like a whole day to get these tracks, and just, you know, spent several hours on each song, which is just an incredible amount of time for these guys. I mean, to have an hour for a song is a whole lot with these guys as fast as they work. But one of the ones that we really dug into was My, My, My Girl. It's the 3rd track off the EP. And, you know, traditionally, I think, you know, nowadays most people would produce that song more poppy in the verses, maybe put a drum loop in there and some things like that. But we really tried to go more 90s alternative, I guess sort of a really old school sounding verse. You know, it was just very broken down with drums and guitar and just real bare bones. We didn't do a lot of instruments on this EP. Before, you know, I thought the more the better, but I think it was really cool that we used minimal instruments on this EP. It's just a lot of guitar, drums, and bass, and real sparse, you know, so everything's louder. I've been kind of on a 90s alternative kick. Love Goo Goo Dolls and Matchbox 20, all those bands, and I think we brought a little bit of that into some of the sounds in these songs.
Well, let's play that. Let's play. I love doing that when we have the segue into it because it's fresh and people can listen to the song and then kind of relate to what you're talking about. This is Cody Webb, My Girl on Independent Showcase and John Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
So much we want to say, but we don't know how to say it, so why don't we just let it go? I get a feeling when I look and you look back, you got this old boy's heartbeat beating all out of whack. I don't know where you're at, but in my mind, you're my girl. If you're feeling what I'm feeling on my end, then I think we got a more than just friends.
Cody Webb on John Talk Radio. This is our September the 9th, 2016 show. You can go on Cody Webb's CodyWebbCountry.com. How can people get the EP, Cody? What's the best way for them to get this?
Oh, it's on iTunes and Spotify, any online store. I think it's on like maybe almost 40 online stores and streaming services. So yeah, check it out on Spotify or iTunes. I think those are the most popular.
Now, when you're recording the EP, and this is a question I like to ask musicians because I think it's something that I would think about. when you're putting the songs down and you're using the musicians that you talked about and the studio musicians, and you're getting it just right in the studio and it's sounding good and it's produced right and engineered and everything's cool, do you think in the back of your mind somewhere, how are we going to translate this over to the live stage? Does that come in when you're putting the recordings together?
Yeah, it definitely does. Especially now that we're playing, you know, a lot more live shows, I'm getting out, and it's even with writing, man. Now when I go into a writing room, I think more, what's going to translate live? What is, what's going to go over to these audiences, we're playing for now? And that's always in the back of my mind. And, we go out usually two guitar players, bass and drums. So I think that was what was really cool about this album. We did heavy guitars and not a lot of other instruments, and it left a lot of space, which was kind of cool. Everything was able to be louder. You know, a lot of people don't realize the more instruments you put in a recording, the quieter everything has to be, because there's only so much volume they have there. So it really allows the instruments to stand out. And I think everything we put on the EP has been going over good live, and we're able to recreate really good, and even in an acoustic setting. So,
that's cool.
We definitely have
cool.
that, man.
Well, one of my favorite parts of this show is gear talk or tech talk. You've been playing guitar a long time, and since you were, like, I think 8 years old. Is that correct?
That's about right, 8 or 9, something like that.
Well, talk about, what guitar that you use today and what you run it through, because I think that's something else. I think people, you were talking about 90s rock and 80s, go back to 80s where, people had stacks of Marshalls and they had all this stuff, but you really want the sound. You want that warm sound. A lot of people are going to tube amps now and to get that original warm sound. What does Cody Webb use, and what guitars do you use? And if you could just walk us through that technical part of that gear talk of what you use.
Yeah. So I play an electric guitar with our band. And sometimes I play acoustic, but the electric I play most of the time is a PRS, Paul Reed Smith. And it's a 2002, so it's I believe it's before he got sued and all that by Gibson. And it's people, I've had several guitar experts tell me this guitar is something different, but I think it's a custom 22, they call it. But it's one of the really old ones, so I don't think anybody really knows what it is. But it's a Paul Reed Smith. Then I have a one that I take with me a lot too. Is a homemade. A handmade guitar. We call it a Stellacaster. It's kind of a cross between a Strat and a Tele. And a guy in my hometown makes it. He builds guitars, and this is just a really incredible guitar, very special to me. He spent a lot of time on it, and inlaid 9mm shells as the dots on the fretboard.
Oh, wow.
And it has a shotgun shell brass for volume knobs, and it's just really, really cool. I love that guitar, and play it a lot as well. So it's a handmade. Then my acoustics, I have two Takaminis made of koa wood, and the one I play most of the time is a Martin. And it doesn't really have a model name or anything, but it kind of looks like a Tether, but it's a Martin, and it has a big old hole in it where my pick hits it. But as far as the amp I go through, so a lot of times when we have backline, I just use the clean channel on whatever.
Right.
Whatever amp I'm provided, and just have a bunch of pedals to get my sound. So, but the amp I usually carry around is a Fender Hot Rod Deluxe 2, and just use the clean channel and do everything for my pedals.
Now, what is it, Cody, that you look for when you're, like, you have access to a lot of guitars, and I believe your dad's a guitar player. So, what is it that brought you to that PRS, and what do you look for in a guitar? I mean, that's interesting to me, because when you pick up a guitar and start playing it, what is it that you look for, you need out of that guitar?
For what I do, I just like to have a really, a basic, this PRS has just kind of been versatile. I've tried, playing Strats, Tellys, and I've had all kinds of guitars through the past. I just love this one because I can kind of do what I want with it. And, I have another guitar playing with me on stage. And they can do the crazy stuff if they need to get a certain sound. But, you know, for playing some rhythm and playing some solos, this PRS has just really been good for me. You know, it gets a really fat sound and just really hot pickups. So I just love it. I, you know, I don't know a ton about guitars. I'll admit I'm a player, but not really a collector.
Well, that's not that unusual. Yeah. It really is cool that you said that. Well, it's not that unusual because I read an interview or a part of an interview from a guy was interviewing Paul McCartney about his bass and his bass, what he uses. And he said, you know what? I'm not technical. He said, I really don't know that much about it. He said, I know what sounds good and I know what I like and I know when it doesn't sound good. But he said, for me to break it down for everybody, I really have never known that part. And I thought, wow, that's interesting coming from, you know, someone who has kind of created different sorts of bass runs that, you know, it's interesting because there are people
that
I just throw that. Yeah, and there's people that I know that are incredible technicians. Wow, they can break it down. But, you know, as far as like really, you know, being that good, not that good, but incredible technicians. But, you know, I think that what you were saying that, you know, with your guitar, you're just comfortable with it. Is that probably a good analysis?
That's it, you know, and like I said, I'm definitely not the one you want to come ask about technical stuff either. I've just never gotten into it, and I do love guitars, you know, love trying to play new stuff, but I'm not one to go around and spend hours in Guitar Center either, but I just like having what I need, and kind of
that's
stick
funny
with that.
You said that. If people know what you're talking about, if you ever go into a guitar center or a music center, any of those things, there's always going to be a couple people that are playing like super Eddie Van
Smoke
Halen
on the
riffs.
Water. Playing Smoke on the Water or Stairway to Heaven.
and it's like, you know, they're a lot of times will keep playing it until somebody, you know, stops them. But I always seem to be around it. Cody, when somebody's playing like Eddie Van Halen or Metallica or something, you know, really fast riffs, and it's like, wow, you know, it's pretty wild. But who are some of your guitar influences? Some of the people that Cody Webb looks up, because some of the this is a part of music that I've learned over the years. You can be real subtle with your music. You can have an incredible amount of talent, but you don't have to have, you know, the gates open all the time. You know, you can sustain it. Yeah.
You know, my dad's always said, play the song, you know, don't show everything you got. Just, you know, compliment the song with how you play. And, you know, I think, you know, Keith Richards was always great at that. He never did anything crazy or too fancy, but, you know, he really played the song. I mean, I'm a big Hendrix fan. Leonard Skinner, man. I know it sounds very cliche, but the first time I heard Freebird when I was young, I just remember thinking, man, to be able to play guitar like that, you know. And so I just remember my eyes lighting up when I was really a little boy and just learning to play guitar and saying, I want to be able to do that, you know. But,
yeah.
I still remember you know, the way I felt hearing that for the first time.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned Keith Richards because he does a lot of that. I mean, he's a huge blues fan. He's been influenced by some of the original Robert Johnson music and music from, you know, the 30s and 40s that were, you know, real incredibly original music that he has taken that mantle. And like you said, he doesn't it's not a show-off kind of stuff, but if you ever listen to – he's got some really good acoustic stuff out there that he plays that you know, wow, you couldn't play that unless you were incredibly talented. But, I like that. I like that what you said there. It's pretty cool. Now, when you talk about some of the things that are going on right now with Cody Webb, now some of the projects or – is there anywhere that people can maybe hear you guys play live and what's going on in the future?
Yeah, all our dates are on our website. I know you said you're in Ohio, right?
Right.
We did a run up there not too long ago. We're in Chicago coming up in a few weeks, I believe. But, yeah, we have some dates on the West Coast in San Diego and San Francisco and a few in South Carolina and Georgia coming up. But, But yeah, just check out on Cody Webb Country, and you know, our dates are on there. So we love meeting new people.
Well, that's definitely coast to coast if you're going from the West Coast all the way over to the East Coast. Now, I have a question for you about that. Country music right now, when you listen to country music or different, ways that people play it, is there different ways that people receive music in different parts of the country? If Cody Webb's playing in San Francisco or in the West Coast in Washington, is it the same when you're playing it as it would be if you're playing in South Carolina or if you're playing in, let's say, Philadelphia or New York?
Man, you know, 10 years ago, I'd have probably answered this question differently than I do now, and I haven't played a lot around the country then, but, you know, I think what we were talking about earlier, country's changing, it's evolving, and I think that's brought a lot of new fans from all over the country to country music. And, man, we played in San Diego for the first time earlier this summer, and, man, I was blown away by the country fans there. And the Midwest, you said you're in Ohio, I mean, some of the best fans, I think some of the best country fans in the nation are there in the Midwest. We did a tour through there not long ago, and I tell you what, they get after it up there. They love it.
Yeah. Where did you play in Ohio?
Different. Let's see, we played, this was about a year ago, we played a 10 Roof. I went on a run with an artist named Greg Burrows and another artist, Ray Fulcher, up there. We did 10 dates to the Midwest, and I couldn't tell you half the places. One was, I think we did 10 Roof, Indianapolis, somewhere in Columbus, Ohio. I think it was called,
yeah.
Hold on, I'll think of it in a second. Man, my mind's blank. Is it called Pix or, I can't think of it.
Not sure. One
that was,
yeah, really, we're right
one
outside
one
of Columbus.
Cool yeah, right outside of Columbus,
yeah.
Squeaks.
Okay.
You heard of Squeaks? So it was a small place, really cool place. Played an acoustic show.
Then
we did one really cool one up in, it was Indiana. It was Five Star Dive Bar. I know they have a lot of Nashville acts come through there. It's a popular one. But yeah, we played Tin Roof Cincinnati and Tin Roof Indianapolis. I don't know why I said Indianapolis a while ago. That's not Ohio. Cincinnati is.
Yeah, Cincinnati has a lot of musical venues, and Columbus, Ohio does too. Columbus has Ohio State University, which has like another city full of people there, you know, with 60,000 kids there during when the school's open.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, a lot of people like to come through during the fall when the kids are in school, and there's a lot. Now, there's, Cody, a lot of stuff going on in Columbus with like alternative country music right now. We've got some really Lydia Loveless, Angela Pearley. These are they're what they call alternative country, and a lot of them, you know, come through like the Austin, Texas, go to the South by Southwest, and a lot of that. So there's a lot of that going on right now, and but it's a great place. You know, if you ever come through again, let me know. We'll definitely stop by and hear you. There's a lot of good places to play in Central Ohio area. I think what we'll do, got about 12 minutes left in the interview. I really appreciate you coming on the show. Let's play one more song, and then we'll come back and wrap things up. Let's play Love Me Like I'm Gone. Would you like to talk about that?
Sure, yeah. I wrote that with a friend of mine named Jason Wyatt. He was the singer for the Lost Trailers, if you remember that band. And he's a great guy. So I think that was probably one of the first – three or four songs I wrote after moving here to Nashville.
Love Me Like I'm Gone, Cody Webb on John Talk Radio.
Maybe you can help me figure out who you are when I'm not around. You're so cute when you get shy, but there ain't no need. So baby, close your eyes and love me like I'm gone, gone, long, gone. me on the phone and it's late at night. Pretend like you're pretending I'm right by your side. Whoa, kiss me, like you hadn't seen me in years. Yeah, miss me, I'm right here. And love me like I'm gone, gone, long, gone. Like you're all alone, alone, all alone. Like I'm a thousand miles away, and I'm never coming home.
Everyone back to John Talk Radio. It's Cody Webb but Love Me Like I'm Gone. That's from Cody's self-titled EP, which you can get on his website, CodyWebbCountry.com. You can go on all the download sites and get it, iTunes and everywhere. Cody, it's been great talking to you. I really appreciate you taking your time to be on the show tonight.
Oh, man. Thank you all so much for having me, and I hope you all keep in touch.
Yep. Have a great rest of the year. We'll keep it up. I know your tour's coming up, and we will definitely keep in touch. And thank you so much. And I just would like to thank everyone that supports independent music and independent musicians. And Cody, have a great evening. We'll talk to you later.
Oh, man. Thank y'all. Have a good evening.
Thank you. We'll talk to everyone later, and next week on John Talk Radio, Tom Guerra will be my guest. So stick around. That'll be a great interview. This is Cody Webb, Nothing on You.
Wrapped up in just a towel, holds up a couple dresses. She's trying to figure out what to wear. Then she asks me, do you like red or blue? Which one looks the best on me? I'm so confused, and I said, girl, they all look great on you. But I gotta tell you the truth, I like sunshine on my peaches, ice cream on my peaches, salt on my margarita too. I like country on my radio, and tires on a gravel road, scuffs on my cowboy boots, and I like nothing on you. She just smiled and said, be serious, we don't have time to play. You know we gotta be somewhere, and we can't be late. And I said, baby, I can change all that with just one call, and have you looking your very best in no time at all. I like sunshine on my peaches, ice cream on my peaches, salt on my margarita too. I like
football on a Sunday afternoon. And I like nothing on you. You can put on all your makeup and a fancy evening gown, but you couldn't look any better than you do right now. I like sunshine on my beaches, ice cream on my peaches, salt on my margaritas too. I like this golden ring on my left hand, our little house on this piece of land. And when the day is through, I like nothing on you. I like nothing on you. As I love a blue sky, the wind in my face and that top down feeling, it don't compare to this. So if the sun never came back up again, I'd be alright with this. Cause the drink gets stronger, the music gets louder, the dresses get shorter.
Oh my, oh my.
Stars catch fire, we keep getting higher. When the buzz kicks in and the moon takes over, life gets that much sweeter. Just like your kiss, so baby, come a little closer. Tomorrow we can sleep however long till the headache's gone. No, we ain't gonna miss a thing. Cause the drink gets stronger, the music gets louder, the dresses get shorter.
Oh my, oh my.
Stars catch fire, we keep getting higher. Sunshine and looking at the world through a pair of Ray-Bans. The drink gets stronger, the music gets louder, the dresses get shorter.
Oh my, oh my.
Stars catch fire.